nothing that's grim,
nothing that's Greek.
She plays Medea later this week.
Stunning surprises, cunning disguises, hundreds of actors out of sight.
Pantaloons and tunics, courtesans and eunuchs.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday, November 4th, and you're listening to Backstage here on WZBG. I'm Eric, your host. Thrilled to be with you here this morning on this... It's actually kind of a lovely morning. The sun's coming up. It's supposed to be a dry weekend, and things are looking good for us. But we'll talk more about the weather later. Here today on Backstage, as I mentioned last week, it's just me in studio today, but I've got a great show lined up for you this morning, all about a very special Broadway performer. She was, I believe still is, the youngest female performer to ever win a Tony Award in an acting category. Or I think in any category, really. The youngest female person ever to win a Tony Award. Today happens to be her birthday. I'm talking about the actress Daisy Egan, who was born on this date the year that she was born. I'm not going to spoil her age. It's not polite to talk about ladies' ages. But today is her birthday, and in 1991, she won a Tony Award at just 11 years old for her performance as Mary Lennox in the musical The Secret Garden. Technically, there is a younger person to have won a Tony Award. That was Frankie Michaels, who won Best Featured Actor, I believe, when he was a little bit younger, when he was in MAME. But Daisy Egan is the youngest female performer to have ever won a Tony Award. She was 11 years old when she won her Tony Award. And knowing that, I sit back and I ask myself, gee, what have I been doing with my life? But no, seriously, she gave a tremendous performance in Secret Garden. Very talented woman. Is... still performing, still works. I mean, she was recently in the TV show The Girls, or Girls, not The Girls, Girls. She was in Ghost Whisperer, Numbers, The Mentalist, Without a Trace. I mean, she's done quite a bit. And, yeah, just a tremendous performer. So I thought today what we could do in honor of her birthday is we could feature The Secret Garden, the show for which she won that Tony Award. It's a fabulous show, great music, good story. It's based, of course, on the book of the same name by Frances Hodgson Burnett, which was written back in the early part of the 20th century. I think it was like 1911 or something like that. And it tells the story of an English girl, Mary Lennox, who was raised in India but was orphaned during an outbreak of cholera. And she was sent to Yorkshire, England, to live at the home of an uncle that she'd never met. And there's a lot of family backstory that goes into it. And she meets her cousin, and things happen. We'll just put it that way. I remember reading the book when I was younger. I remember there was a movie that came out. I forget when the movie was made now, but it must have been in the early to mid-90s, I think. And I liked the movie well enough. I don't think I understood it at that age. But it's a really good story and some beautiful music in it. The original Broadway run had some heavy hitters in it. You had Daisy Egan, of course, Mandy Patinkin, Rebecca Luker, John Cameron Mitchell. I mean, this is a veritable who's who of people involved in the production. So it opened on Broadway in April of 1991 and closed in January of 1993, ran for about 700 performances, and it did pretty well. It won the Tony for Best Book, of course Daisy Egan, Best Featured Actress, and I think it won for Best Scenic Design as well. So, wildly successful production. Hasn't come around lately. I think the challenge is, of course, that you need a very young performer to play Mary Lennox. Mary Lennox is only supposed to be 10 years old, and young performers, they can be challenging. We'll put it that way sometimes. So who knows? Maybe it'll be back around at some point. I believe there was a tour about 6 or 7 years ago, but since then, nothing here in the United States. So at any rate, I'm babbling. Again, this morning, to celebrate Daisy Egan, who was in the musical The Secret Garden. We're going to be playing music from the original Broadway cast recording of The Secret Garden. And so why don't we kick it off with this number. It's a little bit into the show. It's called I Heard Someone Crying. And at this point, Mary Lennox has been brought over to her uncle's estate in England, and she's having trouble adapting. And she's having trouble sleeping, and she hears something that she can't quite explain. So here is Daisy Egan, along with Mandy Patinkin, Rebecca Luker, and the cast of The Secret Garden with I Heard Someone Crying. That was I Heard Someone Crying from the original Broadway cast recording of The Secret Garden here on Backstage on WZBG. And again, it is the show in which Daisy Egan, who played Little Mary Lennox, won a Tony Award. And since today is Daisy Egan's birthday, why not, right? Mary Lennox is sent to live in England with her uncle, whose name is Archibald. Archibald, unfortunately, lost his wife some years before, and has turned into a tremendous recluse, a massive introvert, and he has had difficulty getting over the loss of his wife, whose name was Lily. And he he's tormented by his memories of her. His grief is just completely overwhelming him, so much so that he's unable to start building a relationship with his niece, who is now living with him, who just lost her parents. So you've got these two characters who have experienced tremendous loss, who need each other, but are unable to come together because of the situations that they're in, because of the processes that they're going through, which is just heart-wrenching, which makes for good storytelling, unfortunately. So up next, we have a song that heavily features Mandy Patinkin and Rebecca Luker in the role of Lily. Rebecca Luker, of course, famous Broadway actress who unfortunately passed away 3 years ago because of ALS, but she was the original Lily. She was the successor to Sarah Brightman in the role of Christine Daae in Phantom of the Opera. She was the original Mrs. Banks in Mary Poppins, tremendous performer in her own right. I mean, this was a star-studded cast that Daisy Egan found herself in, and she held her own. Mary Lennox is on stage for a tremendous amount of time in the show, and Daisy Egan earned every single accolade that came her way, going head-to-head with these amazing performers. So, but anyway, here from the original Broadway cast recording of The Secret Garden, Mandy Patinkin and Rebecca Luker with A Girl in the Valley.
And cream, sweet plums in a jar.
And every day to my garden, this man, who might he be, came bearing baskets of roses, for he loved me.
All I give.
Just a garden.
All I would ask is never to
leave.
Say you'll have me, safe you will keep me. Where you would lead me,
A Girl in the Valley from the original Broadway cast recording of The Secret Garden. And it kind of sets up this idea that Archibald Craven, Mary Lennox's uncle, is just completely haunted by the memory of his wife. He's been unable to move on. Everything has just been kind of frozen for him, including his property. Lily was the one who tended the beautiful garden that they had on their property, and ever since her passing, Archibald was unable to do anything with it. He has a maintenance person who takes care of the property, Ben Weatherstaff, but Ben was forbidden from going into the garden itself, just not allowed. And Lily encounters him, Ben Weatherstaff, as she wanders about the property, because she's largely unsupervised. You know, her uncle is withdrawn and there's no one around that she can really interact with at first. And so she meets Ben Weatherstaff, and he tells her about the garden and that it's a maze. And here is that song from The Secret Garden, It's a Maze.
By the hedge, cut it back, dig a hole, try to fill it. Plant a rose, tie it back, find a mole, try to kill it. It's a maze, this garden, it's a maze of ways, and a man can spend his day. It's a maze, this garden, it's a maze of paths, but a soul can find the way. For an old man knows how a year it goes, how the cold hard ground in the spring comes round, how the seeds take hold and the burns unfold, how an English garden grows.
Skip, skip the ladies to the master's gate, sip, sip the ladies on the master ate. Tiptoe the chambermaid who stole their pearls, snip, snip the garden and cut off their curls.
Come along, love, come fly along, come along, fly away home. Come along, love, you've come a long way, you've flown all the day, fly away home.
Miss a step, trip and fall, miss the path, meet the wall, miss the way, miss a turn, getting lost is how you learn. It's a maze, this garden, it's a maze of paths meant to lead a man astray. Take a left and then turning left again, so a soul can find the way. For an old man knows how a year it goes, how the cold hard ground in the spring comes round, how in time it shows how a garden grows, how an English garden grows. How the roses climb, how sublime the time when an English garden grows.
That was It's a Maze, from the original Broadway cast recording of The Secret Garden here on Backstage on WZBG. And the cast is very interesting. The characters that were created originally, of course, by author Frances Hodgson Burnett are an interesting mix of folks from the English countryside, and Ben Weatherstaff is exactly one of those individuals. Now, another character that comes into play here is the character of Daikin, who is the brother of Martha, one of the chambermaids at Archibald Craven's estate. And Daikin has an air of the mystical about him. He claims that he can talk to animals and that there's just something about him. And in the original Broadway cast, it was played by John Cameron Mitchell, who, of course, has gone on to do many other things, and is a tremendous performer in his own right. And when Mary Lennox, of course, played by birthday girl Daisy Egan, encounters him, he sort of calls forth the spring in this, I don't know, it almost reminds me of like a druid chant. And it's in this song that he does that, and it's called Winter's on the Wing.
Winter's on the wing, here's a fine spring morn. Coming clean through the night, come o' me, I say. Winter's taking flight, sweeping dark cold air out to sea. Spring is born, comes the day, I say. And you'll be here to see her. Stand and breathe it all our day. Stop and feel it. Stop and hear it, spring, I say. And now the sun is climbing high, rising fast on fire, flaring down through the gloom, gone the grey, I see. The sun spells the doom of the winter's rain, ice and chill must retire, come the May, I see. And you'll be here to see it, stand and breathe it all our day. Stop and feel it, stop and hear it, spring, I say. I say, be gone, ye howling gales, be off, ye frosty morns, all ye solid streams begin to fall. Melt ye waterfalls, part ye frozen winter walls. See now it's starting. And now the mist is lifting high, leaving bright blue air rolling clear across the moor, come the May I stay. The storm will soon be by, leaving clear blue sky. Soon the sun will shine, come the day stay high, and you'll be here to see it. Go stand and breathe it all the day. Stoop and feel it, stop and hear it.
John Cameron Mitchell with Winters on the Wing from the original Broadway cast recording of The Secret Garden. And there's a lot of secrets going on in The Secret Garden. And one of them, obviously, is the garden itself. Why is it locked up? Well, Archibald Craven doesn't want to deal with it after his wife passed away. But what's inside becomes the question. And children are always fascinated by mystery. If you tell them they can't do something, that becomes the thing they want to do because it's mysterious. Why can't we? What's going on? And Daikin and Mary, and this only works in, you know, fiction, they converse with a bird. What was it? Was it a robin or a sparrow? A robin, I think it was, which helps them find the key to this garden. But in order to do that, Daikin has to teach Mary the Yorkshire dialect, which is a sub-dialect of English, and it sounds very different. Obviously, the song we just heard, Winter's on the Wing, it's a lot of Yorkshire influence in that. And so in this song, which is called Show Me the Key, Daikin teaches Mary Yorkshire, she talks to the robin, and the robin eventually finds the key for them. So here it is from the original Broadway cast recording of The Secret Garden, Show Me the Key.
I'm a girl.
She is a lass. As took a greatly fancy to thee. Dost thou fear?
Thou must not fear.
She's took thee on for lack to vex thee. Now to the sort.
Now to the sort.
She knows farewell, she mo not fret thee.
Canada, show me.
Fair better to know her.
Show me the key.
Show her the key. She's a lass and now a fright is needs a spot where she can rest in.
I'm unset where I'll not be so thinking thoughts so feel a guest in.
Now to the sort.
Now to the sort.
She'd fair be watching for the spring.
I'll not be climbing up, I'll only be calling good morning and fellow I'll sing.
Well done, Mary.
I'll only walk around as like to see it for myself. If thou canst allow me visit, I'll speak low into thyself. Thou'll not be bothered night and day by wenches racing round. I'll but seem a silent dream, standing on the secret ground. I'd but smell the growing things, count the roses gainst the wall. Hear thy babes when first they peck, stretch my hands if they should fall. Or if the likes, I'll bring thee seeds or worms all in a mound. For if thou'll have me for a friend, thou be the first I found. I'm a lass,
a trusty lass,
that took a greatly fancy to thee. Can of the show me,
well dost thou know her.
Show me the key,
show her the key. Well, I'm off then.
But where are you going?
Oh, I can't say, but I'll see thee tomorrow, sure enough. And if you need me before then, well, now that you and Robin is talking, he always knows where I am.
But can't you help me look for the key?
Oh, but that's why I'm leaving, Mary. A body can't find a thing in a crowd.
All right, then. Bye.
And you'll be here to see.
no, look, I... What was that? Where did it... There it is! It's a key! It's the key to the garden! I found the key to the garden! It was right here! The door! Where's the door?
Mary Lennox!
Coming!
That was... Show Me the Key from the original Broadway cast recording of The Secret Garden here on Backstage on WZBG. And it's 9:30, so we should pause for a quick word, and then we can come back and we can talk about the buzz.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
All right, let's talk about what's going on in the theater world, shall we? Performances. Goshen Players have announced their production of All Is Calm, an a cappella musical about the Christmas Eve truce of 1914. That's going to run November 25th through December 10th, and tickets are already going fairly quickly. So if you're interested in checking that out, go to goshenplayers.org. Landmark Community Theater has announced its production of Nuncrackers. That's going to be happening December 2nd, running through December 17th. For tickets and information, go to landmarkcommunitytheater.org. The Phoenix Stage Company has announced their production of The Farndale Avenue Christmas Carol. That's going to run December 2nd through December 16th. You can go to phoenixstagecompany.org for tickets and information. TheaterWorks New Milford is going to be putting on the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. That's going to run December 8th through December 31st. That's right, they have a special performance on December 31st, a New Year's Eve gala, they're calling it. You can go to theaterworks.us to find out more about that. And the Warner Theater is opening their production of Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express tonight. It's opening tonight, November 4th, running all the way through November 19th. Go to warnertheater.org for more information or to purchase your tickets. And that's the buzz for this morning here on Backstage. We're going to pause for a word from a sponsor, and then we will be back with more celebrating Daisy Egan on her birthday.
A man has been murdered on board the most luxurious train in the world, his compartment locked from the inside, every passenger a suspect. My name is Hercule Poirot. I am a detective, and I must solve a most baffling case of murder on the Orient Express.
November 4th through 19th on stage at the Warner's Nancy Marine Studio Theater. Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. Sponsored by Northwest Community Bank. Media sponsor FM 97.3 WZBG. Get your tickets now at warnertheater.org.
And we're back here on Backstage on WZBG. And this morning we are celebrating Daisy Egan, who's celebrating her birthday today. And she, of course, won a Tony Award for her role as Mary Lennox in The Secret Garden, which ran on Broadway back in from 1991 to 1993. So a nice long run for The Secret Garden. And come to find out a little bit later on that... that there's another person, well, there's a couple of other people at Archibald Craven's estate, one of whom is Mary's other uncle, Neville Craven, brother to Archibald. And Neville is a doctor who's been taking care of a mysterious figure, someone we haven't met yet. But there's a backstory here where Neville and Archibald were both in love with Archibald's late wife, Lily. And they expressed that in a beautiful duet called Lily's Eyes, featuring Mandy Patinkin and Robert Westenberg. So here it is from the original Broadway cast recording of The Secret Garden. This is Lily's Eyes.
Strangely quiet, but now the storm simply rests to strike again. Standing, waiting, I think of her, I think of
strange
her.
This marriage, she leaves the room yet remains, she lingers on. Something stirs me to think of her, I think of her.
From death she casts her spell, all night we hear her sighs, and now a girl has come who has her eyes. She has her eyes. The girl has Lily's hazel eyes, those eyes that saw him happy long ago. Those eyes that gave him life and hope he'd never known. How can he see the girl and miss those hazel?
She has her eyes. The girl has Lily's hazel eyes, those eyes that closed and left me all alone. Those eyes I feel will never ever let me go. How can I see this girl who has her hazel eyes?
In Lily's eyes a castle, this house seemed to be, and I the bravest knight became. My lady fair was she. To live at last in Lily's eyes.
Imagine me a lover.
I long for the day she'd turn and see me standing there when God had let her stay. She has her eyes.
She has my Lily's hazel eyes. A life would call me happy, those God knows.
That was Lily's Eyes from the original Broadway cast recording of The Secret Garden here on Backstage on WZBG. And the show gets very complicated with all the ins and outs and who's doing what, who's in love with whom, and you wouldn't think it would be, but it is. Daisy Egan's character, Mary Lennox, in exploring the house, she's kept up by storms and sounds and things, she encounters a young boy in a room that she'd never entered before, a boy she'd never met before. It turns out that the young boy is named Colin. Colin is Lily's cousin, the son of Archibald and the late Lily, who apparently died in childbirth. Neville, the brother of Archibald, has been caring for Colin as his doctor and has been feeding questionable medical advice to Archibald. So Colin's been bedridden his entire life because Archibald is terrified that Colin will end up with a curvature of the spine and turn into a hunchback, if you will. And Colin is another character that's got a little bit of mysticism about him. There's something about him that's just a little different. And when when Mary and Colin meet, Colin describes these dreams that he keeps having to his cousin Mary, and he talks about a round-shouldered man. So here from the original Broadway cast of Secret Garden is John Babcock in the role of Colin with Round-Shouldered Man.
Some nights I dream that a round-shouldered man comes in my room on a beam of moonlight. He never says what he wants, he just sits with a book in his hands. And then I dreamed that the round-shouldered man takes me off on a ride through the moors by moonlight. He never ride across the hills till dawn. And some night I'm going to ask him, is the night sky black or blue? I know the answer's in his book of all that's good and true. And once I dreamed that the round-shouldered man took my hand and we walked to a secret garden. I never knew where we were. We just sat in the crook of a broken tree. And some night I'm going to ask him how the old moon turns to new. I'm sure the answer's in his book of all that's good and true.
Colin, I just realized, we're cousins.
That was The Round-Shouldered Man from The Secret Garden here on Backstage on WZBG. And it seems like, as in so many stories, when there's a good moment and something positive is happening, in almost the next moment, something has to kind of come and turn that. And while Mary and Colin, Daisy Egan and John Babcock, are celebrating their newfound familyhood, the mistress of the house, Mrs. Medlock, the housekeeper, if you will, and Dr. Neville Craven burst in and scold Lily because Colin, her cousin, is in such delicate health that any visitors are dangerous. And Mary doesn't take to this very well. She thinks it's wrong. She thinks that it's bad advice. And she, just when she's making a connection with someone who's about her age, it seems like that person is being ripped away from her. And she runs out into a stormy evening. And she has the key to the garden, but she doesn't know where the door is. And it seems as though the ghosts of the past come to her and show her the door so that Mary is able to enter the garden in this number, which is called The Final Storm.
Mary Lennox, you
I
foolish
I was afraid
child.
Of something like this.
Now you listen to me.
I should have sent you away while there was still time.
You are never to see Colin again.
But why?
It's exactly what they deserve.
Please. Mary! Mary!
Shaking the soles of the head, breaking the floor under foot, shaking the roof on her head. Ever since I was a child, have I been.
Mistress Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow?
It's oh, it's a nicest garden,
see the years of scale, give it up and down, just go.
Final Storm from The Secret Garden, the original Broadway cast recording here on Backstage on WZBG. And look at the time. It's just about 9:45, which means we should talk about the weather. And it's a good weather weekend. I think this is going to be our first dry weekend in something like 2 months. We've had a lot of rain over the weekends the last couple of months. So let's see. According to the WZBG Weather Center, today is going to be partly to mostly cloudy, dry and pleasant, with highs of around 55. So fall weather. Nice. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cool with lows of around 40. Tomorrow, Sunday, a blend of sun and clouds. Another dry, pleasant day, highs 55. No rain this weekend. Oh my goodness. That's amazing. So if there's something outdoors that you've been looking to do, obviously dress for the weather, but no rain to worry about. So you got that to look forward to. And then Monday will be a blend of sun and clouds with highs in the mid-50s. It's currently about 44 degrees at our WZBG studios in Litchfield. So, you know, I'll take it. For November, that's a great weekend weather forecast. So things are looking up. There you go. And there's theater that's happening. So if you're interested in getting out in the evenings, you can check out some of the local theater that's going on or in the weekends coming up. Just saying, putting that out there. But continuing on with The Secret Garden, which is a show that heavily features actress Daisy Egan, whose birthday is today. And she won, of course, a Tony, Best Featured Actress in a Musical, the youngest female performer ever to win a Tony. And just some good times. So The Final Storm is basically the end of Act One. Mary Lennox finds the door to the garden, is able to enter into it, and then Act Two begins with Mary Lennox sort of reflecting on who she is, who she wants to be, the people in her life, and her desire for privacy to be able to figure out just exactly what Mary Lennox is all about. And so she sings this number, which is called The Girl I Mean to Be. So here it is, Daisy Egan, the birthday girl herself, with The Girl I Mean to Be. There it is, The Girl I Mean to Be, from the original Broadway cast recording of The Secret Garden. As the show progresses, and Mary's bringing a little more life to the estate, but her uncanny resemblance to her aunt Lily is deeply affecting both her uncle Archibald and his brother Neville. They end up in this quartet of sorts, where the two brothers are focusing on their own thoughts. Of course, Archibald wrapped up in his thoughts, his dreams. Neville concerned with his brother's state of being. And then the ghosts of Lily and Rose, of course, Mary's mother, the sister of Lily, and all the sort of the past arguments, they get dredged up into this beautiful number called, fittingly enough, Quartet.
last night?
I dreamed. I walked through the maze to Lily's garden and saw Lily and Mary standing there. Mary, standing right there in Lily's garden. I turned away. I couldn't watch them. I was afraid.
Why won't he say what he wants? Why must he speak in dreams? Why can't he see what he wants? To disappear, it seems. He should send this haunted girl far away. Leave the house and lands to me.
I watched them walk around the garden. She stood tall, grown strong and bold. Then they turned and asked my pardon. I couldn't speak my heart.
Why can't he see what he wants? He wants the past undone. Why can't he know what he wants? He's losing battles won. To have never loved her, never known how complete a loss can be. If she could disappear, he'd start again and live like other men. He could be happy then. If she'd disappear, he could be free, cut off from pain and loss. A bit like me.
You can't marry this Archibald. He's a gloomy, miserable cripple who hides himself away in that horrible house. He can't believe you love him, and neither can I.
No one is asking for your approval, Rose.
Lily, think about your children. Do you want your children to be crippled as well?
I will marry him.
I can arrange what he wants.
Don't do
He's
this.
Left it all to me.
Don't wed him.
Now he can have what he wants. Unfettered he
Don't
will
do
be.
This.
Set him free
Set
to
him
wander
free.
Through the world. Let him go his lonely way.
Then I long to join them, know the peace they feel, the journey of
him.
Then I hope once more without them, years wander on.
Colin, just see that you don't wake him.
In 10 years, have I ever awakened the boy?
There's a man who no one sees. There's a man who lives alone. There's a heart that beats in silence for the life he's never known.
That was a quartet from The Secret Garden, the original Broadway cast recording. And clearly a lot of disagreement, a lot of conflict between Archibald and his brother that echoes conflict that existed between Lily and her sister, the mother of Mary. Archibald is called away to Paris, and before he goes, he visits his son, Colin, who's asleep, and he reads a story to Colin, which harkens back to Round-Shouldered Man. Colin was aware of his father's presence, but doesn't understand that it's his father coming to visit him and read him these stories. And Archibald has this song called Race You to the Top of the Morning, a beautiful number sung by Mandy Patinkin. Here it is.
Now let's see, Colin. When we left off last night, the hideous dragon had carried the maid to his cave by moonlight. He gnashed his teeth, breathed his fire. Teeth quaked and we trembled in fear. I said,
someone must save this sweet raven-haired maiden, though surely the cost will be steep. So we lads all drew lots, our insides tied in knots, and I won, and the rest went to sleep. So I picked up my staff and I followed the trail of his smoke to the mouth of the cave, and I bid him come out.
yea, forsooth I did shout. Ye fool dragon, be gone,
or behave. And then under my breath I uttered a charm, said to make the worst fiend become kind. Knaves and knights of dire plights now diminish as sights. And it worked, and the dragon went blind. And he charged off the cliff howling mad, and he died, and the maiden accepted my ring. And then you came along and were brave, bold, and strong, and in thanks every night now I sing. Race you to the top of the morning, come sit on my shoulders and ride. Run and hide, I'll come and find you. Climb hills to remind you, I love you, my boy, at my side. Now another foul dragon's appeared, I must leave you. He's scorching our land with his breath. From his lair this one taunts me, he dares me, he haunts me. Once again we must fight to the death. Would to God I could stay and instead slay your dragon, this beast who sits hunched on your back. Would God I could wrench him away from your bed, or cut off or tear off his terrible head. Could breathe out my fire on him till he was dead, or beg him to spare you and take me instead. As it is, I must leave you in care of my brother, the wizard who lives on the hill, who has promised his art will soon pierce through the heart of this dragon that's keeping you ill. And I know that your mother, God bless her, would want you to do as he says and grow strong. And you know that as soon as I can I'll return. So be brave, son, and know that I long to race you to the top of the morning. Come, sit on my shoulders and ride. Run and hide, I'll come and find you. Climb hills to remind you, I love you.
That was Race You to the Top of the Morning from the original Broadway cast recording of The Secret Garden here on Backstage on WZBG. And we're running out of time, so I will say don't forget to tune in next weekend when I have representatives from the Goshen production of All Is Calm here to talk all about that upcoming show. And in the meantime, to celebrate Daisy Egan one last time, I'm going to leave you with one more song from The Secret Garden. Mary Lennox and Dickon, who, by the way, thank you to my lovely and talented girlfriend Lynn for telling me that it's Dickon, not Dykon. Mary Lennox and Dickon go into the garden and it seems to be dead, but Dickon promises Mary that with some assistance it can grow back. So here, once again, John Cameron Mitchell and the birthday girl Daisy Egan with the song Wick. Have a great week, everybody.
Yay up! Hello there, Mary.
Yay up, hello there.
Why are you in such a bad temper?
The garden is dead, Dickon. It's the most forgotten place I've ever seen, with loose grey branches and dead roots and leaves all tangled up on the ground.
Now, did you take a real close look at anything? Mary, the strongest roses will fair thrive on being neglected if the soil is rich enough.
You mean it might be alive? But how can we tell?
Oh, I can tell if a thing is wick.
Wick? I've heard Ben say wick.
When a thing is wick, it has a life about it. Now maybe not a life like you and me, but somewhere there's a single streak of green inside it. Come and let me show you what I mean.
Litchfield County's favorite, FM 97.3 WZBG, Litchfield, Torrington.